This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Again, we said this like a year ago. I'll use a phrase I think I heard Triple H say once. The NCAA, these schools, Deion, you're going to have to eat crap and like it. Because it's been year after year after year. And now the most common phrase is it's the wild, wild west. Mm-hmm. Yep, it is. And you're not going to be able to get this under control anytime soon. Maybe it'll change a little bit a year from now or 2 years from now or 3 years from now. But it's not going to be to anybody's satisfaction. We're talking, I can't imagine, like a fully functioning level style playing field for college sports for probably a decade, at minimum a decade.
I could believe that for sure. Securing the Bagley, our guy, says good for the players, get your money. I understand that sentiment, and I agree with a lot of it. I do feel like I want money just as much as anybody else, and a lot of it. You know what I mean? You got to get money to live. Everything is more expensive. Like, I get all that. I do worry that at that point in life, at that age, and even younger. We're talking college, but NIL is starting to trickle down into high school. Like, we talk about Mikey Williams, who's now at Sac State. He had a Puma deal for X amount of million dollars at like 16. And I do worry that the thought that everything and every decision you make in life is based around money is a bad precedent to set. And I'm like, we talk about these college guys. You talk to this coach, you said, hey, I'm gonna come here and play. I'm you know, dedicated to your program. I like you as a coach. I want to do this. I want to be here for 4 years. But the second somebody offers you more money, you go back on your word like that. Now we can say, and rightfully say, that's what these coaches have done for years. That doesn't make it right. Like we talked about how these coaches were foul for that for years. But now, because the players are being able to do the same thing, it's okay. Not in all cases. And I think just saying like, yeah, this is great. Go get your money for a 17, 18, 19-year-old. I just don't like the message that necessarily sends as well. And it's not apples to apples. It's not every case being like, hey, stay for $500,000 less because you used your word. But it also shouldn't just be, it's more money. Go get all that money. Like that's... I don't think that's necessarily the best thing either.
So. It's I think there are circumstances that should. There's really just no way to navigate this because when you have, I mean, you should always have the coach leaves, right? Like, I'm fully of the belief that Coach Lee, you do what you want. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the person. The person that recruited you is gone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I also think if you don't have a position, because remember, it's not just kids. It's not just these young people. You're a four-star recruit. Well, next year, you're a four-star recruit point guard, mm-hmm. center, running back, quarterback. Next year, your school managed to land a five-star point guard, center, running back, quarterback, whatever. All of a sudden, you're not needed the same way. Oh, man, I got to play ball somewhere. I got to look at life after this. Like, that happens, too. Like, coaches, I use the Scalabissiere line often. Mm-hmm. Coach Cal sold everyone on Scalabissiere because he didn't want him. Mm-hmm. He had no room for him. Scalabissiere had no business being in the NBA draft that year. But I'd imagine Cal pulled him aside and said, you don't have a place here. I will get you drafted. That's what I do. And he got him drafted. Mm-hmm. And sold everybody on him. Coaches do. I mean, it's not just young people that go through this. Coaches do the same thing. They will replace you as quickly as they can if they have someone better.
I push.
That's probably less true for. That's probably less true for basketball because it's generally one and done.
Right.
But maybe a little more. Works a little more for football.
But I would say, and I understand, there's certain things that are out of your control, like playing time and stuff like that. But man, compete. Just because they brought in this five-star guy, see if you can beat him. Beat him in practice. Beat him in these opportunities. And if you get into this situation where you've played for a year, you've played for half a year, and it's hopeless, there's favoritism, or people are like, all politics going on right now, and you feel like it's just not going to happen for me here, then fine, you transfer. But I still think you got to sit out a year.
I don't know. I hear you. I understand. Because
you can't just my situation changed where I'm not the priority anymore. So I'm going to stop working hard to achieve my goals. I'm just going to leave.
No, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to work hard somewhere else.
Work hard where you at.
But if you a quarterback, only one of you is starting.
Step your game up in practice and make him look foolish in those situations. And if you do get an opportunity to get out there and play, you create the quarterback controversy. I remember this isn't – you can't always do this. I understand that. But I remember I'll never forget Colin Kaepernick with the 49ers. Alex Smith was starting. It was 2011. And he was the backup to Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He came in, they beat the brakes off the Buffalo Bills, like destroyed the Buffalo Bills. Alex Smith didn't play in the fourth quarter. And Cap came in, I think he might have had like a touchdown running, a touchdown passing, and just added to the destruction of the Bills team that day. And they had won or whatever, and he gets on Instagram and he shows 2 hours after the game, he in the weight room working. Mm-hmm. And the caption was, they can't keep me on the bench forever. And what he did was, he's like, I'm not starting. There's a guy in front of me. But every opportunity, whether it's practice or in a game, I'm going to show why you can't keep me on the bench. I'm going to force your hand, Jim Harbaugh. To the point where Jim Harbaugh said, Alex, you look like you have a concussion. You have to sit.
Is that what happened?
Alex
was the one who said he had it. He was like, something's wrong.
I think he did.
I think Alex Smith is the first player and probably last in NFL history to go, hey, something's wrong.
Yeah.
And he had a concussion. Cap came in and Alex Smith's career was over with the 49ers.
That's what Jim said. Alex had a concussion, was out for the game. No, I think I'm good though, coach. Like, I'm back. I feel good. No, you don't look good. Let's sit out for this Bears game on Monday night and just to be safe. Mm. All right, coach, that game went well. I'm ready to play again. We got New Orleans on the road. Let's see what Cap can do this and just never played again. Yeah. But it may be a little bit of an old school mentality. I understand that. It's a different day and time. But sometimes you got to force their hand.
But I just –
And then if it doesn't work, then you explore.
I think you said this. It's not a fair comparison. Like, mm-hmm. Cap can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Right? In the situation mm-hmm. you just laid out, Cap can't go anywhere. And in a college situation, now especially, that five-star recruit's not coming in cheap. Mm-hmm. There could be a situation where the four-star recruit was borrowed in for $10 million. And it's like, hey, kid, we got this five-star recruit. We're going to have to bump you down to a million, 2 million. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, he's a five-star recruit, man, 15 million. It's no different than the conversations that are happening and that happened in the NBA or the, oh, you think you're going to keep the $20 million player on the bench to play the $950,000 guy? Mm-hmm. No, like, you're already starting at a deficit. If you're the incumbent, if you're the four-star recruit and the five-star is coming in, you're already starting at a deficit.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's not the move, but I'd be like, all right, y'all don't want me. I'm going to find somebody who do.
That's fair.
I'm going to find somebody who do. I
still think they should sit out a year. Lotus Prime
don't like that.
Make the coaches sit out a year or two then. The coaches don't have to sit out a year, but there is buyouts that when they change schools, there's buyouts that mm-hmm. the new school has to pay or the coach has to pay back to the school,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, because they're under contract.
There's a contract, a form of a contract with the school.
Who?
A letter of intent, being at the school, being a student, you have to sign something at the university.
Yeah, a letter of intent. I intended to play for your ass.
But they got buyout situations. So if the new school, if Sac State wants to take this guy from Clemson, Sac State got to pay the buyout for this guy.
For the coach. Talking about the coach.
Well, I'm talking about for the player then. Like, if you want to use, because the coaches.
Oh, you're trying to come up with a new scenario.
Well, no, because he says make the coaches sit out a year, because I said make the players sit out a year. Well, obviously you can't do that, but the coaches have a buyout that they have to pay when they want to go to a different school.
Right.
If we want to use that comparison, make the players have a buyout. And the school have to pay, if they're going to find a way to offer them $750,000, they got to come up with another $250,000 to buy him out.
Oh, I'm fine with that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with that.
And that may be the move, but just saying, like, but
make the buyout equivalent to what they make.
Yeah, I'll take that.
You got Arch Manning $10 million? Okay. You want Arch Manning to come play for LSU? Cost $10 million.
I'm good with that. I just don't think it can't just be, I'm just going to leave. Mm. And there's no second thought behind it.
I hear you. I don't know if this, like works. Mm-hmm. Which is why I don't know that there's a scenario that works. I know where you're going. Go ahead.
I've said a number of different times, if the coach leaves, you should be able to leave without any type of sitting a year out or penalty. That's not what I'm talking about. If you just want to leave because you don't like the playing time or you want to leave, I think you do need to sit a year out. But if the coach leaves, I think it's free game to go wherever you want without having
at
to
this
sit
point,
out any time.
Maybe we just look at this as like, and you tell me if this is different, like college football is a job. It's what it is. Like, if I don't want to work two stations and I don't want the responsibilities that I have here at all, I'll just go do one show at 11:40. And the ability to get up and leave and just go do it. I don't like doing radio anymore. I'll go work at Macy's. Mm-hmm. I'll go work in the food industry. Maybe that's all this is now. Yeah. Well, I don't want to work here anymore. Yeah. I'm going to go work here.
Yeah.
And until you start signing contracts the likes of when you get into four or five star recruits that say, we'll stick with football because it's easier. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be here for 3 years to the tune of such and such, and you won't recruit a five-star. You won't recruit someone to take my position within the first 2 years. Mm-hmm. Like, there's – and I don't even know if that works.
Yeah, and I – as a coach, I ain't doing that.
Right, so I don't – I don't know how you find a way to smooth this all out.
Like you said, we probably 10 years from now.
At least.
10 years. And there's
the first thing they need to figure out is how coaches don't have to recruit their players that are on their team wearing their jersey every damn day.
Double recruiting.
They be dirty macking out here calling them like, hey, gay girl, what you doing? You know, we lost our point guard to the draft. Like, what you want to do?
What's up?
What's up with you?
Yeah, man. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Hey, Buddha, we see you. Hang tight. You want to get in on these phone lines? Matt George is still about 15 minutes away, so we got some time to talk here. Buddha, we're going to get to you in just a heartbeat. 916-909-1320. We'll come back. As JR would say, it's our last commercial break of the day. We'll take you to the top of the hour. We'll talk to Mac George. We'll talk Kings basketball when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Matt George going to join us for his weekly appearance coming up in the next 10 minutes or so. Let's get to the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Buddha, what's happening, baby?
What's up, family? How my boys doing today, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing, man? You sound like you, you know, chilling, having a good time.
Which one is it? Am I even back in my vibe? Like, I'm trying to be
Now you on them vibes, bro. You're on them vibes. We know what it is.
It's like, nah, man. Hey, man, I'm hyped for real, man. I want my boys to go get a chip. Like, yeah, I mean, start the journey to go get that summer league chip tonight for real.
Okay.
So, yeah, man, I feel like Neek, he going to show that he closer to Keegan than like a Kobe Jones. I think people were saying, like, yeah, I think he going to show he closer to a Keegan for real.
I hear you. Is that the guy you're most interested to see is Neek?
Oh, I want to see, what you call it, too, your boy Max. Yeah, I mean, he could definitely be a big piece. Like, I see him something like a Porzingis type. That would be, like, the high ceiling for him. Like, if he get there, we'll be gravy. But other than that, I think we need to find, like, a big four, somebody to guard, like, a Zion, AD, LeBron, you know, somebody like that. And I think the big four that we can get in free agency would be somebody like Precious Achiuwa. He a straight defensive guy, but he like super athletic. He like a Jonathan. He a Jonathan Kamiga. Dang, we all JK. Yeah. You know, like he really liked that. He ain't the type of scorer, but we don't need no more scorers for. We need defense. We need a hustle man. So, like I said, we need somebody that's gonna guard a Zion. That's gonna guard a AB. So man, I think somebody like Precious would fit in great with what we got going on right now.
I'm not mad at that. Precious is just Precious, though. He's not Jonathan Kuminga. But I don't, like Buddha said, we don't, if you're getting Precious, you're not getting him to be that type of guy. You're getting a defender. You're getting a rebounder, a hustle guy. And, yeah, the price is right. Like, he'd be really good off the bench for the Kings.
Yeah.
But he's a, don't get it twisted. He's a bench guy. He is a just 15 to 18 minute a game type of player.
I don't know what the price is. It's like the 10th day of free agency and he's still there. Let me ask you this. We'll ask Matt this too in a minute. Do you think the Kings, without making a trade, make a single other move the rest of this offseason without making a trade?
I think so. Don't they have the mid-level still available?
Yes.
So I think they use that.
As James would say, you know, it could be broken up into pieces.
And the mid-level is 14, right? Or is that
I think so. I think it's 14.
So I think they use that. I think they use that. They have.
I wonder if they're.
They have two roster spots available, I believe.
I thought it was one. Maybe it's two.
Okay.
I apologize. I thought after Dennis it was two.
Okay.
But do you think they're going into this summer league like, all right, there's a couple of guys here. Let's see if they got it or don't. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, maybe if Max ain't ready, maybe if Neek ain't ready, maybe we look to go in a certain direction. Maybe if this Devin at the one is a disaster, maybe we try something else. Maybe that's where the Precious conversations come in. Maybe that's where the Russell Westbrook stuff kind of restarts right there, where you have a solidified backup point guard. Maybe it's just Malik Monk who's the backup point guard, man. I don't know. I don't know what this basketball team is doing, but I know they play basketball in about an hour.
Do you think that how much clearer do you think the vision is for this particular team, like what you think they might be? How much clearer is the vision if they're able to move on from Malik Monk? Does that clear up a lot of questions? I mean, I'm assuming they wouldn't be getting another guard back. It'd be the forward maybe or something like that. Like, does that, like, okay, they got rid of that logjam at the guard position. They've used one of those guys to go get a forward, a wing,
yeah,
or something like that. I'm starting to see where this roster balance out a little bit. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I can't say I see a direction,
yeah,
but I can see an act. Mm-hmm. And you just said it. It's the act of balancing out the roster.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of like a direction, no, I can't see a direction if they move on from Malik Monk. I could just see that, okay, they're cleaning up a few issues that they have and survive and figure it out. They're trying to figure it out right now. They're trying to balance out this roster. They're trying to find guys that complement the Domases and Keegans and Levines and DeMars and the guys that are most likely going to be on this team and some of them who will probably be on it in the year following.
Yeah.
I'm not of the idea we just kick the can down the road till 2027.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that earlier, and I mean, I agree. I don't think it's I just don't think it's in the nature of a Scott Perry or a Doug Christie to just be like, we're not really concerned about winning. We're really concerned about being ready for 2027. Now, you may be forced into that with the team not being that good, but I think when James says something like that, or if that's the mindset of the front office, I think it's more so what we talked about yesterday, as it's like, we're not going to do anything to get us off track financially from that. Like, we're not going to, I used the example yesterday, Trae Young, We're not going to bring in Trae Young
yeah.
for $50 million for the next 5 years.
That would have required a contract.
Right. Yeah. Lost draft compensation, all this other stuff. We're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what it requires for us to land a player Trae Young's caliber, then we'll wait a couple of years so the books look right. That doesn't mean we're not going to look for other ways to get it done. We're not going to look for other players. We're not going to look to get other star players that maybe fit the criteria of what we're trying to do financially and allowing us to keep our future assets. And we're going to try and build a team or put a team on the court that can win. We're going to continue to try to do that. We're not going to just not do anything, but we're not going to overexert ourselves and overextend our situation that we have with these contracts for just anybody, just mm-hmm. to say we did something. I think that's more so what the mindset is with these guys.
Okay. Yeah, the list of free agents certainly is fascinating. Doug McDermott's on the list. Dougie McBuckets. Corey Joseph is on this list. Poor Al Horford's still out there waiting to see what happens with Jonathan Kuminga, I guess. Said he's mulling retirement. Poor Chris Paul wants to play another year.
Yeah, where do you think he goes? Aren't the Clippers a team they talked about?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, at this point, like, he's just signing for the vet minimum, right?
Probably. Yeah.
Like, Chris isn't. I don't think we mentioned Chris earlier. Chris is 40 years old.
Can he afford to sign for the vet minimum?
I don't. Oh, no.
Come on.
No.
Come on, damn it.
No.
Come on. I don't have many chances left.
Oh, no. This is sad, please. This is. Roger Goodell trying to add more games here.
How the great ones have fallen.
What is this
called?
We only play on Sunday and play on Wednesday now? I'm tired, Kenny. I'm tired.
Hey, it's a back-to-back pocket-watching game.
Well, I think we played yesterday.
Back-to-back in a day.
Okay.
Doubleheader.
No.
The first ever NFL doubleheader.
Well.
Kenny said, you got any more of those pocket-watching games?
This is so sad to watch, too. Zabo says, wow, it's like an addict. Man.
Hey,
grabbed
man,
his pen and everything. He was like,
I gotta get this win, man. Come on, man.
Come here, Kenny. How much has Devin Carter made so far? How much money?
Eubanks. Drew Eubanks.
I kept wanting to call him Chris today for the longest time. But
Chris
catch
Eubanks,
myself.
Jay Leno, right?
I thought he was a boxer.
Chris Eubanks. Think he is. No, what was the Eubanks for Jay Leno?
There is a Eubanks on Jay Leno.
Or used to be. His lead
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah. Who was the
Kevin.
Kevin Eubanks. Eubanks.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Kevin Eubanks.
I kept calling him Drew. I was like, that doesn't sound right, but I know it's Drew. I keep calling call him Chris, though.
Kevin Eubanks. I used to prefer Jay Leno's show over David Letterman.
Me too.
Back before I got cable in my room, and that's what I would, I'd have to watch those channels as I
after watching
sleep.
the other channels that were scrambled.
Well, no, I didn't even have the cable box in the room. This was just straight TV. This is probably tough. Like 12 years old. So for like a year and a half, I'd go to sleep to the Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I was up at 11:30 at 12 years old, but.
No, I like Jay Leno. I don't even. I like David Letterman now. I like the interview stuff David Letterman does
now. I got you, KC.
Now. What happened?
Who pushed Jay Leno down the hill?
No, they said to that point. They said, "Oh man, I just caught up with Malik Beasley at the mall, and it was a picture of Jay Leno with the black eye."
Damn. Oh, he got shaken down, Malik. You see when Jay Leno got beat up?
Wait, what?
About a year ago. You
didn't
remember
see that?
Oh, no. So for Jay, you're talking about Jay Leno?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, they were making a joke saying, like, quote, unquote, I saw Malik Beasley at the mall, and they used a picture of Jay Leno.
Oh, because he got roughed up by the bookies. Okay,
Jay Leno told us he fell down a hill. Brother, you got punched in the face.
He fell down a hill. That's a not another scratch on him. Didn't he catch on fire recently?
Oh, man.
Like, I think working on one of his cars.
I think you're right.
I think he's obviously okay.
Take it easy, Jay. Take it easy.
I thought he
paid them guys back.
Yeah, his car just.
Now that, the car just. You've been working on cars and been around cars
for
decades.
His car. It was like, hey, I'm getting out of here. Go make an example of Jay Leno.
Yeah, November 2022, he's working on his car, and then gasoline fire erupted, burns to his face.
Oh,
his
my
face,
goodness.
His face again.
Jay, just he's got his hands in his chest, people. Too.
Jay Leno lives a life, I guess. Crazy life.
Man, you talk about
Jay Leno was just in Sacramento. Well, I think he was like at Hard Rock like 2 months ago.
Oh, wow. We don't recognize them here, sir.
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know what I don't know where he was at.
Yeah. Well, Kenny meant a hard rock that he saw at the river. It was just,
that was the same rock he fell down the
hit his eye.
Didn't Jay Leno like post a picture of the hill too and all that? Like, this is where I fell.
No, guys, this is where it happened.
Not even a hill, bro.
This is where it happened. Jay, that's an incline, sir. That is not a hill.
Oh, man. Oh, brother.
Reading about that late night thing between Jay Leno and David Letterman when Letterman was still at NBC was fascinating.
I
that is such an interesting
story. It was a like a race for Johnny
Carson.
Yeah,
like when Carson was retiring and I guess the people who brought Letterman in were like, you this is your show, a lot like they did with Kimmel. Mm-hmm. Well, I probably did it with him too, but Jimmy Fallon, mm-hmm. having that the old Letterman spot, it's like, you know, the Tonight Show is probably going to wind up being yours. They had done that with Letterman. Leno had done all those fill-in spots for Carson. They loved him. Jumped over Letterman, and Letterman was like, get my ass out of here. And wound up going to CBS, what it is.
And, you know, had some of
the Leno-Conan story is even crazier. When Leno retired, they put the mandatory retirement in it. They gave it to Conan. It went to hell. They put Leno on like an hour before Conan, which was even worse. And then they just wound up giving Leno the show back.
You think those type
and
of
Conan went to like TBS or something.
He was on TBS.
They paid him like an ungodly amount of money to just go away. I believe it was tens of millions of dollars.
Debacle.
And then he went to TBS.
He was on TBS for a while too. For a long time.
You guys think
was funny with TBS is I think he jacked George Lopez's time slot.
Good.
Yeah, George Lopez sucks.
Man. But he came in there and basically did to George Lopez what Jay Leno had just done to him.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You guys think those type of shows are going to last forever? Like just the late night talk ones? Like once Kimmel and those guys are done with it?
Yeah, there's always free TV.
There's always free TV. There's always comedy, and while they don't do it the same, like there's always gonna be somebody to talk to and people want to hear from them. Yeah, I think so. You ever gone to one of those shows?
No, the only show I've ever been to was Oprah, and it was awful.
What was that like?
So
did you get anything?
No.
Oh wait, look at this. Summer League coming up. Summer League coming up.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Watch out. No. They just threw the ball at that boy's face. Is that Drew? Oh, man.
Summer League in full effect.
Summer League basketball. Literally just threw the ball off his teammate's head. Nah, so Oprah, you're told, because this was like HD was in effect, and they're like, hey, wear bright colors. Be enthusiastic. If not, we're just going to bury you in the back in the shadows.
And it's in Chicago, right?
It's in Chicago. Okay. Yeah. You have to get there like 3 hours early. You give up your phone, you give up everything. You go inside with nothing in your pockets, nothing, no keys, nothing. And you sit there. Nothing. You can't take, you have nothing. And then you don't know what the show is about till you get there. Thankfully, the show, it wasn't one of those, 600-pound life shows or something like that. It was.
I don't like those
shows. Like, funny, George Lopez was on it.
Walk it out.
What's that girl's name? Monique was on it. It was a comedian. It was a comedian thing. There was a third one. I can't remember who it was. And the funny thing was Oprah just walked out. She was like, oh, I got to fix my microphone. There was no big thing. She just like walked out. And people were like, oh, oh, that's her. And then they just like clap. And it was the process was just so long.
How long were you there?
3 hours? Oh, 3.5 hours?
Come on now.
Yeah.
3.5 hours.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
Come on.
I did it. Like, I saw Oprah. I was 10 feet from her. I never, ever, ever, ever need to do it again. Ever.
I want to go on Family Feud. I think I'd be good on that show.
Oh, go! I wasn't a participant on Oprah. That's a different. Well,
why don't we
thing.
All go on Family Feud?
Okay. Yeah, how do they get us on Family Feud? How do
I
we
don't
do
know.
That?
Would Matt be on our team or would he be against us?
He'd be on our team.
Okay.
He'd be on our team.
Something tells me I'd stick out like a sore thumb, but you know, hey.
What's up, Matt? No, no Las Vegas trip for you this year.
No Las Vegas trip. Wasn't in the cards, unfortunately, but that's okay. We can still watch the game here in Sacramento, cover the game here in Sacramento, and I'll be heading out to the ACC Championship in Tahoe tomorrow. So
there's no reason. That's going to be a lot more fun than Summer League.
I have a lot of fun at Summer League. I think Summer League's a lot of fun. It's like a basketball festival. So I really enjoy it, especially with this. Having a first round pick definitely changed my tune on Summer League this year, but it's okay. We'll have fun at the golf tournament too.
Do you have a favorite Summer League moment?
I've only been to Summer League once, and it was with Keegan versus Paolo, and Keegan stealing the ball and hitting that shot. So that's probably it for me. And how, like, again, you experience Summer League, and it's not like, I mean, you just look at the crowd, and it's a sea of different colored jerseys, right? Everybody, fans from every team around the league. And to see everybody, regardless of jersey, be invested into a game, when Keegan hit that shot, that entire place erupted, regardless of, because they're just there to watch good basketball. And that moment was so electric. That was a really, really fun game. Again, for a really hyped up rookie class, and you have the number one pick versus the number four pick going to the wire like that. That was everything the NBA could have wanted, regardless of who you were rooting for.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The Kings get underway here, by the way, in about an hour. It's the Kings versus the Magic again, just as Matt was referencing from the game that he went to. So we're your pregame show leading into Summer League basketball. I asked KC this question a second ago. I'll ask you. Obviously, you've been all over what the Kings have been doing for the last couple of weeks. And if the Kings don't make a trade, do you think they're done for the offseason? Do you think their last free agent has been signed? Their last move has been made?
I don't think so, because with the sign and trade of Dennis Schroeder, the MLE is still intact. So I think Perry will find a way to use that MLE. And maybe this Summer League is kind of a context gathering period.
Mm-hmm.
Is the backup point guard on this roster, or is he not? And if he's not, then you have that MLE that you can go and try and address that issue. And I think everybody's looking at Devin Carter, and rightfully so. Devin should be the top man on this roster. I look at this as a showcase opportunity for Devin. Like, how much better are you than everybody else? Because you're supposed to be. How much have you benefited from the last couple of months of being healthy and putting in the work without the cameras on you or anything like that? So everybody's going to be looking at Devin in that sense. But guys, I've been told that there are many within that front office that believe that Nick Clifford should and will compete for the backup point guard spot right away. Wow. There's a belief in this front office in Nick as someone who's capable of being that backup point guard of the future for Sacramento. He might not be the guy day one, but they believe he has the capabilities and the potential to do that right away. So I think we are going to get opportunities to see what Nick Clifford looks like as the primary ball handler at times, whether Devin Carter is on or off the floor. And we'll see how that goes over the course of Summer League. And if it's a disaster, then I think I wouldn't be surprised to see the MLE be used to potentially go out and acquire another point guard that might be available. No idea who that name is.
I do.
I mean, we've heard Russell Westbrook. We've heard rumblings, right? And Damian's still keeping that hope alive. So I don't know. But I think I think Summer League is it kills the time of the offseason for us a little bit. I think Summer League is going to be a context building period, because the Sacramento Kings are looking at the rookies they drafted and Devin Carter as, some of you are going to be a part of our rotation. Are you ready for it? That's what I'm interested in seeing.
Is Devin Carter, as my partner would say, don't lead the witness. Who are you most looking forward to seeing
in this on the Summer League Kings team?
It's the rookies for exactly the reason that I just said. I think how Devin Carter plays is important, and I'm very intrigued by that. Devin Carter's in a place that's kind of unfair. And Casey, I think I heard you talk about this earlier. Like, you expect him to be good, right? You expect him to be the top guy because he has the experience and he was a lottery pick last year. That doesn't mean we can't celebrate and be impressed if he does that. A lot of people are going to panic if he doesn't play well. But for me, it's the rookies, it's Neek and it's Maxime because of, again, what I've been told. I've been told that the Kings view Neek as someone who can contend for that backup point guard position and be a part of the rotation. I've been told that the Kings look at Maxime Reyneau as someone who can be a part of their rotation right away. So what do those two guys look like? How NBA ready do they look? It doesn't mean they're going to be flawless and we're not going to overreact to one, two, or even all the games. But what do they look like? I know there's a lot of curiosity about Maxime and his ability to space the floor as a center. So a lot of people are locked into what he looks like as the as that 7 foot two centerpiece. I think Dylan, is it Cardwell? I want to make sure I don't say his last name wrong, but the Auburn center, the enforcer, I think there's going to be a lot of eyes on him and what he can bring and the athleticism that he brings. So I'm very excited about the rookies. I'm looking forward to seeing how NBA ready they look, which is one of the key reasons why you draft a 22, 23-year-old with, in Neek's case, 5 years of college experience, is so that they can hit the ground running when they get to the NBA. So are these young men ready to hit the ground running? Yeah.
Could you see Max and Domas playing together?
I didn't.
No, can
you? No, can you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant like there was a video. Yes, if Maxime can be what Brook Lopez was for the Milwaukee Bucks. And I don't mean necessarily to the level because Brook Lopez is a phenomenal center. But if Maxime can be a rim protector and then a corner three or wing three specialist, yes, he can play next to Domas. But we're talking... Like when I talk about the Kings' belief in Maxime right away, again, we're talking about holding down maximum 15 minutes a night that Domas isn't on the floor.
Right.
Right. Domas is going to play 35 to 38 minutes a night, and he rarely misses a game. We know Domas plays hurt. It's one of the best things about Domas is he's available. Right. So you're not looking at a second round 7 foot one center as the guy coming in to be like, yes, we found the partner next to Sabonis that we've been looking for. Maybe eventually. But right now it's, hey, Drew Eubanks is here to hold that spot down. But Maxime, you can beat out Drew Eubanks. you can, that spot is available. So go compete for it.
Do you think people like myself are doing, need to pump the brakes a little bit when you talk about Maxime? Because I absolutely think he could be a rotational player right away. I think a lot of what I've seen from him is game. Seems like it could translate immediately to being a rotational guy or to the NBA game. But he was drafted in the second round. He was the 42nd pick. Should everybody kind of pump the brakes a little bit with the excitement that they have and the expectations they may have for him as a Sacramento King?
Casey, I'll tell you this. If I have to tell you, if I tell you to pump the brakes, I also have to tell myself to pump the brakes, and most importantly, I have to tell members of the Kings coaching staff to pump the brakes, because there's members of the Kings coaching staff that feel that way. I've been told that, and I believe that. I think he was a 42nd pick because it was orchestrated for him to go to Sacramento. Like, we've heard a lot about how the second round of the draft is essentially just agents assigning their players or finding their players the best possible landing spot for them. That's why I believe Maxime was the 42nd pick, not because there were 41 players better than him. If you look at, like, whether we care about mocks, but the general consensus in the conversations that I had is Maxime was slated to be in the high 20s. So I do believe he is a potential day one NBA contributor, and that you can have realistic expectations but still have those hopes and that optimism towards a player like that. Again, we're not talking about a 19-year-old, 20-year-old kid who is drafted based off of his measurements. Maxime was specifically drafted as an older prospect with 4 years of experience as a archetype center that Scott Perry clearly values, right? Floor spacing centers. That Maxime fits that mold. So I do believe the Kings are looking at this as, Maxime, nothing's going to be handed to you. You're not a lottery pick. and you're not coming into a situation where we're a 25-win team and you're just going to play no matter what. You're going to have to earn it. But we drafted you because we believe you can contribute and help this team right away while also being a piece of our future. So, no, I don't think KC, you have to pump the brakes.
You mentioned earlier, Neek, at that backup point guard spot. We had heard that associated with Devin. What do you think we see in summer league, you know, tonight, but really over the course of, and I don't know that Devin's going to play too. I actually don't think Neek is going to play 2 weeks either. But what do you think we see in terms of the point guard position? Do you think it's split between those guys over the course of, the, you know, maybe the next three or four games or whatever? I should say the first three or four games of summer league.
Yeah, and then I would expect Isaiah to get some run too. The Isaiah Stevens, I believe, from Colorado State as well. I mean, you brought him in, and he led the G League in assists last season. So he's a more than capable point guard. Out of the three of them, he might be the truest playmaking point guard out of the bunch. So I imagine he will get some run as well. And I'm not too familiar with the entire King Summer League roster, so I think we'll be pleasantly surprised maybe with different players at different positions. But Devin Carter should get a lot of run with it. I want to see Devin Carter and Neek Clifford playing together a lot at that 1 and 2 spot, see what that looks like. I definitely want to see Neek handling those responsibilities for 3 to 5 minute stretches, because that's what he'd be doing, right? We're not talking about Neek Clifford being the same thing we're talking about with Maxime Reynaud playing 15 minutes max with Domas off the floor. It's like, okay, when Schroeder's off the floor for a 4 to 5 minute stretch, can Maxime hold that spot down? So that's what you want to get a glimpse at, not necessarily a 35-minute performance of him at the point guard position. And it's the same thing with Devin Carter. How do they look like in 4 to 5 minute stretches? And I'm most specifically interested in two things. One, can they create for themselves in isolation sets? Because we know the Kings are going to be pretty ISO heavy. And two, can they create for others? Can they play make? Right. So that's what I'm just assessing all of those with kind of the same parameters and seeing which guys do better in those specific areas. But the point guard position is going to be what everybody's focusing on, and rightfully so. And then everybody's just going to be watching the two centers and seeing if we make our own summer league hype tape to watch to get us through the month of August.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Pretty much. In your opinion, information, all this other stuff, where do we stand on the pursuit or any kind of pursuit of Jonathan Kuminga? Is it everybody just kind of chilling, going about the rest of their business? Or have people just completely walked away and dismissed it as something that's not going to happen at all?
I mean, Jonathan Kuminga, from what I understand, will be meeting with the Sacramento Kings in Las Vegas at some point. I think Jonathan Kuminga is meeting with a lot of teams in Las Vegas who are potential suitors. The Kings are on that list. As of right now, like, there's no reason to budge. I think the information that was true a week and a half ago is true today. The Kings have put their offer on the table. The Warriors don't seem to like the offer, but the Warriors hold all the cards. Congratulations. You still have the problem that you got to figure out. If they don't like it right now, then they won't do it. That's fine. And they can either do the qualifying offer or figure it out amongst themselves. I think we're just at a stalemate. Doesn't mean it's dead. Doesn't mean it's over. But I think that's where they're at. And I don't think the Sacramento Kings, maybe if they have a phenomenal, flawless meeting with Kuminga, they do feel like, okay, we'll budge a little bit or sweeten the deal a little bit to get it across the finish line, but we're talking minuscule, guys. We're talking like going from 2 seconds to maybe a heavily protected first. Like, I don't think Perry's going much harder for Kuminga. I do believe there's those in the Kings organization that want Sacramento to keep pushing because they believe that the Warriors are close to done with Kuminga in terms of how they view him as a part of their future and are just being stubborn because they don't want to lose him for nothing or lose him for scraps. So there are people in the organization that are definitely still pushing to make Kuminga happen, but Perry is not going to overpay. And like I said, shared about a week ago, he's willing to walk away and move on. And that's where we're at.
There is a second component to this that's not just the Warriors, Kings, compensation and all that. There's the compensation towards Jonathan Kuminga. Are you aware of any discussions that have happened between Kuminga's, you know, group and the Sacramento Kings about what a potential contract would look like should something materialize between Sacramento and Golden State?
I've gotten rumors of figures, nothing that I feel confident enough like putting out there necessarily, but I can summarize it as this: Kuminga and his camp want a number that nobody is willing to give. And I think Scott Perry is starting at like half of that so that a middle ground could be theoretically reached. But I don't have anything definitive to kind of understand what those figures are, or confident enough to put those figures out there. But conversations have happened, and it sounds like more are to be had in person in Las Vegas either this or next week.
Personally, how do you feel about like the pursuit of Jonathan Kuminga? Do you feel like, hey, you guys have done a lot of this legwork here? I don't know how you feel about Kuminga, but let's just say you believe in what he potentially could be and the risk, the calculated risk that it is bringing him in. Just finish the deal, find a way to get it done. Or are you more so on that, on the wave of like, I'm not going to do too much for Jonathan Kuminga. I could take him or leave him.
I think Jonathan Kuminga is a good project at a good time for Sacramento. The upside is there, and the ability to take that swing without too much fear of it failing, I think, is right now. And you kind of strengthen that feeling if you don't feel like you give up a lot for him. The Kings are not in a position where, they're desperate to find someone to get them over the hump. Cause I don't believe Jonathan Kuminga, you put Jonathan Kuminga on this roster today, they're a better basketball team. Do I think they go from a play-in team to a top six team in the West? Maybe. Best case scenario. Do I think it makes them a legitimate contender to win a playoff series? No, I don't. Unless he surprises us and the Warriors truly did a terrible job of maximizing him, which, knowing how consistently solid the Warriors organization has been, I don't believe that. So I think Kuminga is a smart, calculated risk that you don't spend a lot to take. So I kind of feel the same way Perry does. Like, if it doesn't happen, all right. Would it be great to take a flyer on? Absolutely. But I don't view Kuminga as a day one game changer the same way that I guess Russell Westbrook would be or Trae Young would have been. Like, it's not the same thing. I would look at Kuminga as someone you slot next to Keegan, you feel much better about your wing/forward depth, and you say, okay, this is something that we keep looking at one or two summers from now and how it's progressing. That's kind of how, I don't know if that answers your question, Casey, but I'm not.
Well, try answering this one, Matt. For the love of God, his son, and the Holy Ghost, what the F is a flyer? I swear to God, I hate that term, and it's clear I don't understand it. Take a flyer on Jonathan Kuminga? Isn't that going to cost you like $20 to $25 million? That is the most expensive flyer I've ever heard. Somebody, like I'm a five-year-old, explain to me what a flyer is. Anybody.
Well, okay, D-Lo. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing.
No, I hate your guts. I hate your guts. I absolutely hate your guts. You make me sick.
I said that on one podcast recording one time with D-Lo, and he screamed at me. I'm never bringing it up ever again.
That is Einstein's definition of insanity, not the definition of insanity. But don't derail this conversation. What the hell is a flyer?
I think, well, I'll tell you what a flyer is. I think Jonathan Kuminga is a little bit more than a flyer.
I sure as hell think so.
A flyer would be
your Cam Reddish.
Yes,
pick.
That's a flyer. Kuminga is
no. That's a gamble. You're taking a risk.
Yeah, that's a gamble. I also don't think he'd make $20 to $25 million though. I think that might be what he wants. I don't think that's what he's going to get.
More than that. What do you think he's going to get?
15 to 18.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, obviously 25 is, I don't know what the man's going to get. I don't know. If no one wants to sign him to a contract, I don't know why anyone would sign him to a $25 million contract. And I don't know why he would ask people for a $30 million contract, allegedly, if that's what he's doing. He's got a flyer apparently that says $30 million on it.
he's a little bit more than a flyer though.
Yeah, no, I feel, Matt, if you make this move, he's a piece.
Yeah, I think you view him as a piece, but you also view him as a project. Like, can you maximize the potential that everybody sees is there? But nobody knows how valuable it is, or nobody's willing to pay a premium for it, right? But the athleticism is there. The raw talent is there, and everybody points to, well, he's been on the Warriors for the last 3 years and hasn't really developed, hasn't really gotten better. There is going to be a team out there that goes the same way they look at Zion and goes, yeah, but in our system, if we got our hands on him,
right.
I don't know if the Sacramento Kings in their first year should feel like they're the most ideal situation to maximize talent. But if you want to go out and attempt or make like take a flyer, try something, like Kuminga's definitely out there. But I think if the Kings felt that he was more than a project or an opportunity, they would be willing to offer more than what they're offering. I think the security that they build for themselves is, yeah, we'll give him the high teens to low 20s contract if that's the deal that the sides agree to, if that's what his value is. But we're not giving up a lot in order to process that deal and make it happen with the Golden State Warriors, to where if it doesn't work out, yeah, you have this money on your books, but that's not as bad as a $30 million player that you also used Keegan Murray, which is absurd and never going to happen, but Keegan Murray to go out and acquire. Because at that point, it better work, or you're potentially losing your job.
Yeah. Great stuff, as always, from our man Matt George over here at ABC 10. And, of course, the Locked On Kings podcast. We appreciate you so much for being with us. We'll be back here tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders to recap this first Summer League game, our first look at Neek, Max. What's Devin Carter look like in year number two? We're going to find out here in about 30 minutes, and we'll be back to talk about it all tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Summer League Kings!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.